Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And it's the weekend, man. And holy cow, Barbecue Bob, we're only a couple weeks from the deer opener. Have you had your bow out yet?
I have not.
Oh, you better get on that, brother.
I've been up to deer camp a few times. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. No, I have not shot, I have not let one fling yet, but I've been up to deer camp a few times, and we're getting that place squared away. We had an issue with that old Trotwood last year. It's got a little oil heater in it, and the pipe was literally rotting, and it was venting inside, so the last couple days there, we got pretty smelly from fuel oil exhaust.
Right.
Everything smells like it. So we had to bleach the place, throw the beds out, all that stuff. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. It is Don't Forget the Sides when you're camping or tailgating.
Right. And you know what? We talk a lot about the main dish, that
yeah.
big hunk of protein
right.
that's on the grill all the time.
And, too much.
Right. Well, I don't know because It starts there every time with me when I fire up the grill. It's like, okay, I got this piece of meat.
Right.
What else am I going to
right.
eat?
Isn't
right?
that the way you do it?
Right.
What are we going to grill?
Right.
And then we fix everything around it. So
yep.
So we're going to do a little reverse anatomy here. We're
okay.
going to go after the sides, and you decide what you want to put with it.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of these sides are universal across different proteins, right?
I ran into I was up north last weekend. We had a wedding. Kyle Bork got married to a wonderful girl, and we had just a wonderful weekend with kids that we've known for 10 years probably, and Jordan's friends, and it was great. We stayed at our friend's log cabin on Lake Michigan and just had a wonderful time in northern Michigan. I tried my best to get my wife to stop in Elk Rapids, and she goes, oh, let's go up to the next town to eat. Well, the next town up is – there's no restaurants there.
Right.
I was pretty ornery after that.
You were hangry.
So I was.
You were hangry.
So we took a little scoot down to the city of Central Lake, which is on the road that goes down to Torch Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we found a place.
Probably what you were talking like when you left it.
We found a place called Mammoth Distillery. And we're going to have those folks on sometime. We tasted all sorts of their stuff, so my orneriness quickly dissipated.
Sure, right. The hangriness
yeah.
was over, right?
It's called Mammoth, and it's very, very cool. And apparently they have two or three tasting rooms now, and they've been open about 5 years. But it's very cool. I very much enjoyed the gin, so I brought a bottle back with me.
Well, there you are.
I had to make a purchase.
Yeah, Ironfish is up in that area, a little bit south of where you were, and that's a distillery that's over by Cabrafay, Manistee.
Oh,
area.
Right. You've told me about
right,
that
or Crystal Mountain, excuse me, not
right,
Cabrafay, Crystal
right.
Mountain. But anyway, yeah, that same thing. It's really nice, and now I'm starting to see their stuff around in stores.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's craft liquor rather
it's
than
catching
craft
on,
beer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's a great side, right? There you go.
Okay,
right.
It is. You're right.
Yeah.
So good time in Walloon. We used to ski up there at the Highlands, and rent a condo on Walloon Lake, like every year, a bunch of us couples. And so I hadn't been back there. I've never been on the water there when it was summer.
Right.
Just when it was frozen.
Yep.
But that's where Ernest Hemingway used to hang out and do a lot of his writing. And one of my favorite cigars that I pick up at Siciliano's is Arturo Fuente Hemingway.
Yeah.
And if I don't get the Hemingway, I'll get a Hemingway short story, which is a little shorter version of that.
Right.
So Ernest Hemingway has had an impact on my life.
Yeah, so not only does our friends at Siciliano provide great beer and a variety, you can buy the can, any of their microbrews or regular beer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like beer of the week.
Right, yeah. So this week we didn't make it over to Siciliano's, so there is no beer of the week. But
dang it.
Trust us. We'll be having one, and we'll tell you about it next week.
So that mammoth is available at Siciliano's.
Okay.
While I was there, I verified that because I told them about the show, of course, and Siciliano's involvement. And the guy got on his locator. He goes, yeah, we're in Siciliano's.
Nice.
Great.
Yep. That is nice. So this is the time of year when all the farm markets are in full swing.
Yes.
We have in West Michigan here, we have this thing called the Harvest Trail. And what it is, it's just a bunch of local farmers that have the farm market on the roadside, and the crop fields are right behind it.
Aren't those the best?
Oh, man. They are just
cheap.
The best. Cheap, yeah.
Cheap.
Yeah, and I've got one. I think everybody has one they like. I have one I like, and I go there, and the find of the time right now is these little golden tomatoes that are just so sweet. They're like candy sweet. Right off the vine, man.
Yep.
And that makes, you just slice those things in half, put a few of those on top of some greens, whether you eat just regular lettuce or iceberg or you want spinach or something like that. A little of that and a oil and vinegar from our friends at Old World Olive Company. They make a dressing out of that.
Yeah.
Shake it up, put it on there. Oh, my gosh, is that good.
Well, and
that's a great side, and it takes like 2 minutes
to
put something like that together. You might want to put a little cheese on.
My mother used to do that. She'd put onions, she'd put sweet onions and tomatoes and cucumbers in just a vinegar, sugar, brine and oil.
Yeah.
And that was well, we always had a huge garden.
Yeah.
And Maureen and I have a nice garden. We have a bunch of tomatoes right now. So this week, I was at Sobeys and I picked up a couple of prime fillets.
Oh.
Tenderloin.
Yep.
The big
Even at Sobeys, great prices, you dropped some coins.
Big mods, I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I made them a couple nights ago for my wife, and she kept going, what are you up to? And I said, I just want to make you a nice steak. It's your favorite steak.
Yeah.
And she kept thinking I had an ulterior motive. Can you believe that?
Yep.
Yeah. So
she's a smart lady. Plus, she's been married to you umpteen years.
I put them on Instagram. They were delicious.
Did you cook them first?
They were so big I couldn't finish mine. She didn't even eat half of hers. But this was probably the biggest tenderloin I've ever seen. And it was, I'm saying, 2.5 inches thick.
Oh, he cut them for you.
I wrapped them in bacon. And
so let's talk about that a minute. We're way off the sides, but you put bacon on the side, so there's my segue. But when you do that, how do you get that bacon done without overdoing the steak? Because I've never figured out that piece of bacon wrapped around there. Are you rolling it on its side
to
cook it?
No, it was nice. It was. I think the key is if it's a thick enough cut, it has to stay on so long to get to your doneness
in the center
that bacon actually does cook.
Okay.
If it's not thick enough, I suppose you could run into, you know. And I went at a kind of a low heat. I did it on infrared because
get flare-ups.
I didn't feel like building a fire, to be honest.
Right, charcoal fire. But so that bacon, it got edible, right?
Oh, yeah, it was dandy. And I had actually bought some of his homemade bacon while I was there, but it's so thick, I just didn't think I could keep it on. I used toothpicks. I went and bought a bunch of round toothpicks because I didn't have any. And I held the thing together that way, and it worked beautifully. I pulled them out for the presentation, and I think if you go to my Twitter page, it's Grillin' Guy, you'll see pictures of that. Also, Instagram, it's GrillinGuy_Bob on Instagram. You can see some of the live shots of that thing cooking, and they were beautiful.
Yeah.
They were just gorgeous.
Well, what'd you serve with it?
Well, it's what we're going to do in the next segment.
Okay.
It's called bruschetta. And used some beautiful bread, grilled the bread, put some Old World Olive butter on it. And
butter olive oil, yep.
Oh, yeah, Old World Olive Company's butter, EVO. And made some pasta.
Awesome.
It was nice.
Coming up next, we're going to build your bruschetta and grill your bell pepper. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made snack foods are better made.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend, and we're coming to you live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. By the way, Bob Standard Kitchens is just finishing up their grand openings of their 7 stores in West Michigan. They remodeled them all, got all new displays in there, really something to see. And if you're in a listening where there's one of your standard kitchens in your area, swing in there and check it out because it's all new and it's really cool.
Well, they have another live display. It's out in Lowell in my kitchen.
Yeah. Works out good.
I get more compliments on that kitchen than probably any of the other work we did out there.
Right.
So, I was at this wedding last weekend in the city of Torch Lake.
Yep.
And it's this cool little Quonset hut, the venue. It was very cool. Very fun time, of course. But the catering company brought in bruschetta, and they had all the bread there, and then you just scooped the bruschetta out and put the cheese on yourself, which I really liked because it wasn't sitting there for an hour,
right,
getting all soggy. And I liked that, building a bruschetta, so that's why I decided to just kind of bring this in on this. And my wife happens to make a really good bruschetta, so she shared her recipe with me and showed me where it was in her cookbook, and it was out of the Grand Rapids Press from like 20 years ago. It's really yellow. And it's really simple. It's kind of the way I do a recipe. I don't necessarily like to do measurements because I rarely measure anything.
Yeah.
I go by feel, right? So here's the feel. Tomatoes. I had a ton of cherry tomatoes from my garden. I still have. There's so many on the ground in my garden, I can't pick them all up. So I did a bunch of those, and I had a bunch of Romanos coming in. It's tomato city out there. I have a bunch of fresh basil, which is fantastic when you go out and cut the top off a basil plant.
Right.
And just bring it in. And I was using my Ulu knife to cut it up
chop
on the
it
board.
Up. Right.
And it was so aromatic. I mean, you throw that in anything, mm-hmm. and you're just going to get a ton of Paisano in you. I could not find fresh oregano, so I had to use my bottled up stuff. And then some garlic. And red onion, green onion, and then for an oil, I used Old World Olive Company's Tuscan, mm-hmm. and then a little bit of the 18-year balsamic, and salt and pepper. And that's literally all there is to it. So I had some nice, I went and bought a loaf of some really cool bread. It wasn't a ciabatta, it was an Old World bread, old European they called it or something, but I ended up using just some Arnie's 9-grain that I had in the cupboard because I had so much bread. I wanted to use up some older stuff, right?
Sure.
If you're going to grill it, use your old stuff.
Right.
So I had this 9-grain bread. I brushed some butter EVO on it, threw it on the grill with the steaks. And again, if you look
on
at
the oil side down,
I oiled both sides and grilled both sides. So if you go to Twitter and go to Grillin' Guy at Twitter, you'll see pictures of that whole thing happening. But it was just really nice. And that bread worked out great. I bought a nice chunk of Parmesan and shredded that finely. And I'll tell you what, that was the perfect appetizer to start that meal off with because we both love bruschetta. And
well, it's fresh, man, and it brightens up the meal is what it does.
Gorgeous.
With all of those fresh vegetables. And, you know, you're fortunate your garden is plentiful right now,
yeah.
So you can get that stuff out of there.
Yeah, it's not factory tomatoes in the middle of winter.
Right, yeah, exactly. And there again, the farm markets, you got one in your backyard, but I don't. But you hit the farm markets, and it's just super fresh. They picked it that day, and it's just wonderful.
There's one I stop at like every Tuesday when I'm coming home. I usually go up to Mount Pleasant on Tuesdays for work. And I take the back roads on Lincoln Lake when you're coming south of your old house,
mm-hmm. Yep.
57 or 44. It's I don't know, just a few miles north of Lowell on the west side of the road. And it's literally the wooden stand that the guy built, and it gets bigger every year. And they have a plethora of vegetables out there now.
And the cool, I know the one you're talking about. And the cool part about that is it's an honor system.
Yeah, if they're not outside, right. You throw the money in the tube.
Right, yep. He's got a piece of PVC tube, a little slot on the top, and you just drop it in there. And you know what? I mean, that's living for me.
Yeah,
right? When I can go do that and somebody has worked hard to bring all those vegetables out and they allow me to just get what I want and pay them what I should.
Yeah, right? And my garden's turning out enough cukes and tomatoes and stuff right now. I don't need it, but my peppers are a little short, so I get my peppers there. And he has corn on the cob and all kinds of stuff,
right.
And it's just the squash and melon selection there is huge now.
I got a question for you. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about spaghetti squash.
Yeah.
I think we had Emily on.
Right.
Okay, I bought a couple. I've not cooked them yet. Walk me through that because that's a side that I really want to try. I've never done it before.
Okay.
So it's a football. Right.
So cut it end to end in half.
Okay.
And
got the seeds. Is there seeds in there or not?
I honestly don't think there are any.
Okay.
I don't think there are any. I think you just have to. You'll know when you do it. Emily cut them, and by the time I saw them, they were just two halves.
I think there's seeds in there. I mean,
there could
be squash.
There could be. But either way, you just put a little oil on them and throw them on your grill. Face down so you get some grill marks and about 10 minutes and then flip them up and let them sit in the cradle position for 15 or 20 minutes until they're done. Pull them off and just take a big meat fork and rake
the
squash
meat
out of it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
So is that what it's, is it fibrous?
Stringy.
Is that
it's
why
stringy.
It's stringy?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I bought two of them at the farm market. It made me think of it. They were 75 cents a piece.
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
And I was like, holy cow, is going to give me two meals.
And you're on a low-carb diet.
Right.
So this is if you love having spaghetti,
right.
This is a great way to do it because you, after the first bite, you're like, yeah, I don't really care what the white cheap stuff is. Right. I want the sauce and the meatballs.
Right, right.
And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So another thing is grilling young peppers. And you can buy these bags in the supermarket of little peppers. Those are great on the grill. Shake them in a little oil. And if you have a grilling basket, put them in a grilling basket because they're too small to turn. But get one of these grilling baskets that looks like a Jiffy Pop. It's all stainless screen, and it's kind of rounded.
Right.
And
clamps together
kind handle,
of thing. Yep.
Yeah, big handle on it. Throw those in there with a little garlic salt on the oil. And right. And shake them around and just keep shaking them over the fire and letting them turn over and get a few little black marks on them and sear them up a little bit and serve those with your beautiful cut of steak or fish. And they're red, orange, and green.
Right. So, yellow ones too.
Yellow.
Yep, yep.
So you have a beautiful display of really tasty little peppers.
Yeah.
I'd warn you, though, when you buy those, really look the bag over because they're in plastic. And
right.
sometimes they've been in there too long, and you'll have some soft or some moldy ones or whatever. Just make sure that whoever your purveyor is, that they're turning them over fast
yeah,
enough.
And you know what? I use those same peppers when I know I'm going to a place where people don't like hot jalapeno poppers.
Oh.
I use bell pepper poppers,
oh.
if you will. Use those little peppers, wrap
Great
them
idea.
In bacon, stuff them with whatever you're doing, but that hot pepper's not in there, and people are appreciative of that. And they're, you know, the color is always good for the presentation.
It's turning into the pepper show, isn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Well, we did that for that section. And we were going to talk about grilled stuffed peppers, and we went to baby bells instead. So coming up next, we'll hit the stuffed bell peppers and maybe a little bacon-wrapped carrot. Think about that. Stick with us. We'll be back. Hey, this is Joff from The Grillin' Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and we're talking all the side dishes, whether you're at camp or you're doing a tailgate. We're trying to stay away from the proteins and the big hunk of meat on the grill, but we tend to drift back. I mean, it's just something that we do. We're grilling guys. But, Bob, we were talking about the young peppers, and we skipped over the stuffed bell peppers, and I know that you enjoy these. And you cook them in a way that they're almost finger food rather than like a big big meal.
Well, I say that because it can be, but typically you're going to probably cut it up with a fork. But it is something that's kind of nice. It's got a little built-in carrier with it. But you just take the bottom half of a bell pepper, and we go through a lot of bell peppers. I don't know if everybody does, but they're really healthy for you.
Yep, I'm 8 or 10 of them a week.
Yeah.
Right. And I like the red ones. They're just sweet. And
if you're just going to eat the pepper, I agree.
Yeah.
The red ones are sweeter. But in terms of, like, I make a lot of salsa and stuff, or I don't know, gosh, I put them in my eggs all the time, those with jalapenos. But anyway, so you take the bottom of a bell pepper. You have to cook up some rice. And we have a rice cooker, which works really nice.
Oh, yeah.
But cook up easy. We cook up the rice, and so you're going to need a couple bell peppers at least, maybe four. You're going to need some white rice, or I'm actually switched over to brown rice, so you're going to need some Monterey Jack shredded and some bacon and salt and pepper, basil, whatever you want to put in it, but you basically cook your rice up, and then you mix the cheese in with the rice and the meat. You can use ground beef if you don't want to use bacon, turkey, ground turkey.
Get it cooked well.
You just put all this stuff in that pepper, and you kind of mound it up, and then you put a little bit of your favorite cheese on top, whether it's the Monterey you shredded or a little bit of shredded cheddar, whatever color you want to give it, basically. And you set those on your grill. Low heat, close the lid, and let those babies grill up. And you pull them off.
You're only grilling the bottom.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, you can do them in the oven. You can throw them in a muffin tin and throw them in the oven. They come out just as good.
Mm-hmm.
But the grill always makes things a little better.
So. Well, you get some marks, man. It shows that you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you get grill marks, right? So, yeah, that's a good one. What about the you got a maple glazed carrot here, and then you're going to make it even better.
Sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Bacon around it.
And, you know, remember years ago you and I scoffed at grilling carrots?
No, I probably still would scoff at it.
Well, what I've discovered is if you wrap it in bacon, it's now a meal.
Forget it's a carrot, right?
It's a meal. Yeah, and thin bacon. You could probably even get away with a thicker bacon on it, medium slice.
Well, carrot's so dense, it's going to take forever. To grill it, to get it soft enough to...
Yeah, it is going to take a while, not as long as you'd think. But when you get that bacon kind of crispy and you're ready to take it off, you put a... you make up a glaze with maple syrup and cayenne pepper, and you just glaze it lightly with that.
Sweet heat.
It is sweet heat. And if you want to put a little butter in there with it when you make that glaze, you can do that too. But it's just a wonderful sticky. It gets tacky on it, and it gives it a cool look. Now, I get the organic carrots, and I leave the tops on them. And when you get done with it, it's just a great look.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
are you grilling the greens too? So they get a little wilted, or are they off?
If you can avoid it, don't do it.
Right, right. That's what I thought. So you would, because you want it to look fresh and just
yeah.
It's all part of the presentation. Look really cool on a platter.
It does.
White platter with those
yeah.
on there, and that'd be cool. And you can, you know, cut it off when you put it on your plate.
But that maple syrup with the cayenne in it. Really adds a nice kicker.
I bet that,
sweet and hot.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet that'd go good on several different kinds of vegetables, root vegetables, right?
Yeah.
That are a little bit heavier, and you want a little something different. You know, the big root vegetables sometimes get a little bit bland. They've got their own
yeah.
flavor, but they're
yeah.
so dense they get a little bland, that little sweetness on the outside.
Rutabaggy is a really dense one. We should try and find a way to use other than with a pasty. But rutabaggy went in my family from the UP. That's a big vegetable in the
yeah.
UP. And my mother used to just take the skin off them, cut them up, boil them, and then put cream and butter on them with salt and pepper. And it's like a mashed potato.
It couldn't have mattered if it was a rutabaga or it was, you know,
yeah.
whatever
Sand.
Else. Yeah. If it's got butter and cream on
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Oh,
the
they
table.
Were
right.
so good.
Yeah. Ooh, that does sound good.
And, of course... A pasty is not a pasty unless it's got rutabaggy in it.
And some
I don't want
ketchup,
to see any carrots.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a gravy guy. But,
right.
You
know,
ketchup, I guess,
you
is
just
where
had
it's
to.
Go.
That's your Dutch oven, isn't it?
We all have our Dutch oven, don't you? Yeah. I think I see that on here, too, right? Yeah. Dutch oven, what do you got
what
going
a coincidence.
That?
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Rob Russell taught me this one when we used to do our classes in We'd always went the fancy grilling class in particular. We'd always wind up doing some sort of sweet treat at the end, and this one is Dutch oven cornbread with maple jalapeno, and it is.
You're hitting the maple today.
Well,
it's
like
good,
that
it's
girl from the East End of the UP told us. They produce more maple syrup in the East End of the UP than the entire state of Vermont.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Vermont's like the big maple capital.
Uh-huh.
No, Eastern UP.
Right.
Sorry.
Loaded with maple woods
just
up there.
Just a fact.
Yeah.
But cornbread is, of course, if you're a barbecue guy, cornbread is a big deal. I'll give you a few of my secrets here on this one.
I got one when you're done with cornbread for a great side.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, again, muffin tin or flat pan, whatever you want to do it in. Put some, chop up some... jalapeno, and then pour some maple syrup in there. Now, what you can do is you can also pour the maple syrup on it when it comes out of the oven, poke it with the toothpick, poke a bunch of holes in it, and then pour some maple syrup on top so it has a cool, shiny top to it. It does make it a little sticky and tacky, so it's a little less maybe congenial for the eating side, but very, very good. Now, what I do is I'll add a little, especially if I'm doing a big gig and I have to do a bunch of muffins or a bunch of cornbread and I really want them to go crazy over it, I'll put some yellow cake mix in with it.
Mm-hmm.
That tends to hold the thing together a little better,
right,
and give it a little nicer texture, and they eat twice as much of it. Right.
Let me throw one more ingredient in. That is, you take a, depending on the size of your recipe, but a brick or two of cream cheese and let it come to room temperature, softened, and then mix it in with your liquid ingredients, your eggs and your milk.
Never
tried
that.
And then use that in the cornbread mix, and it's just rich. It's just very rich. Bakes right in. You don't really even know it's there.
Look at you, little cornbread boy.
Well, and here's the other one that I wanted to talk to you about, is that every time I do a pulled pork barbecue for somebody, they always have leftovers, right? I mean, I'm never going to bring just enough.
Right.
We always bring extra. And what do you do with it, right? Take a little ball of it, put it in a muffin tin, pour your cornbread mix right over top of it to the top of the muffin tin or as full as you go, and then bake it. Bake it just like you do. You pull them out of there, cut them in half, and drizzle a little barbecue sauce on those, and you got pulled pork cornbread warm with that barbecue sauce on there. Dude, awesome.
Probably want to spray some Pam on that.
Yeah, right, so it doesn't stick. Yeah. But there's still grease, though, in the pork.
Sure.
Right? So you get that in there. But it's just it's the day after your barbecue, a fresh little thing you can do.
The morning after?
Right, yeah. It's the morning after muffin. Ooh. Yeah, maybe we'll stop right there.
You can't say that.
I think I did. But anyway, so yeah, that's a great start.
I hear the whistle blowing.
Brian's giving me the cut on that.
I hear the whistle blowing.
We'll stop right now. But anyway, coming up next, hobo pies, pizza, tortilla, man, it's all there. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back to The Grillin' Guys and The Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're live from beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, and hunting season's right on us, Bob. I mean, 2 weeks out, I shoot with a crossbow now. Had some shoulder issues, and just can't pull it back. And frankly, I was never that accurate with my compound bow. I was always just a little nervous when I was ready to, you know, pull the release. And so this crossbow, though, out of the case, you know, dialing them in at 30 yards, I'm hitting a pie plate with three bolts. I'm like, okay, it's good to go again this year. Took it down to Alan Bob's last year, and they tore it down, put a new string on, put it all back together. So if you haven't done that in a couple of years, probably a good recommendation is just to have a professional take a look at your equipment and make sure that it's ready to go. And our friends at Alan Bob's are just the guys to do that. But so I'm excited. I've got my Shartucky Bow Camp coming up the first weekend in October, the 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're down to the Pruden Farms again, and I'll be cooking down there, and I've got to come up with a recipe. That's kind of a little tradition that we've started here in the last few years, is that I roll the smoker down there, and I decide to turn my phone down before I do, and then we cook a bunch of food, and I'm trying to come up with a few different things this year, but we'll get that. But sides are a big part of that because, again, it's just a pile of protein. We got to throw something with it. And you know what? You like to do these hobo pies. Talk to me about those a little bit.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
Yeah.
Did you watch Shrek?
Yeah. I have.
The Muffin Man.
Enough of muffin jokes. Hobo pies. That's a Rob Russell joke right there. He discovered those in Pennsylvania. He was trying to describe them to me. He had never seen one before.
Oh.
And I didn't know what he was talking about, but the dude was 50, 55 years old and had never seen a hobo pie.
Right.
Kansas.
Yeah, right. Well, they don't cook them down there.
Must be.
So why don't you explain what it is if there are people that don't know what it is?
Well, some people call them Tonkas.
Tonka toasters they used to have. That's the little clamshell thing, right, on bread.
Yeah, great for a deer camp. We bring them camping every time we go. But basically, it's a little bread and butter, right? And mm-hmm. who doesn't like a little bread and butter? Now, what my mom used to do was she'd bread and butter, and then she'd bring – this is the only time she ever bought canned apple filling.
Okay.
Because she always made everything from scratch. But she'd bring some cans of apple pie filling or cherry or blueberry or all of them, and then put butter on each side on the steel side, cast iron side, and then you'd plop a bunch of that apple in the middle. You'd squeeze the thing shut, and you throw it in the fire.
Right.
And we did those in Boy Scouts. I mean, goodness sakes, you can do all sorts of things with them. But recently, or in the last 10 years, I'm going to say, Maureen, my wife, got into the habit of using tortilla shells, and I'd cook up a bunch of taco meat in advance, and we'd make, like, little quesadillas.
Do they stick together? Do the tortilla shells?
That's a great thing. You have to bring some olive oil, some really good high-heat oil, something that will stick with it, because those shells will definitely want to stick to the tin if you don't get them good and lubed up.
Right. So, but do they stick to each other in the because part of the hobo pie is when you clamp that thing down with the bread, it kind of melds itself together.
Well, you're putting cheese in there with the meat.
Oh, okay.
So it does. Yeah, it holds together quite well.
Right.
But that corn shell does want to stick. So I would maybe even take Crisco or something like that.
Right.
Something that's going to be really greasy on there.
Right.
And totally
on either side with the metal.
So both sides.
So it'll release.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you know your peppers, little meat, cheese. Clamp that baby together. But the tortilla shells work really nice. Now, you can also take just some plain white bread and butter, and you can put a little pizza sauce in there, some pepperoni, and some mozzarella, and clamp that baby together, and you have a calzone.
Right.
Right? Isn't that what you call those?
Right.
Like a folded pizza. Those work really, really nice.
Yeah, and I bet you could play with the breads, too. You know what I mean? You get different kinds of bread.
Cheap white bread.
Right.
Works really good. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Yep.
Cheap white bread.
Because it's not about the bread as much as it is
It
the
just
filling.
Turns into a pie crust.
Right.
So you want something really simple. Flour.
Right.
And cheap white bread is just flour.
Sure it is.
So you can also take some ground beef and throw just some cheese in with it, and it turns into like a cheeseburger. It's so simple, I know, but I mean, these are just things we end up doing.
Now, you'd probably cook that meat before you put it
in
there,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not going to be raw, but again, these are great make-aheads if you're going to the camp or to a tailgate because you can make all those ingredients, you throw them in there, you build a little fire in your charcoal grill, and you could set these things in there.
Right.
And pop them out of there. How long does it take to cook them? I mean, are you putting them right on the coals? Are you putting them on a grate? What are you doing?
We'll very often just kind of like shove them in on the edge of the fire and then just keep turning it.
Okay.
So you leave it a minute or two, turn it, and Of course, the first couple you make, the kids or whoever is the hungriest is always going to want to open them up too soon.
Right.
So they'll ruin the first few.
Yeah.
But they're just, yeah, it's a great way to do a meal over a campfire. And that's a good thing for deer camp.
Yeah, it is. It's a really good thing for deer camp. I might, you know, you have to buy a bunch of them if you're going to feed a bunch of people. You probably have to buy a bunch of the little clam shells. Or you borrow them from your buddy Bob.
I have some. You can borrow them.
Right, yeah. Because we will have a fire the whole time we're down there. I mean, you kind of light it when you get there, and you keep throwing stuff on it, and then it goes out on Sunday when you leave.
Sure.
Kind of thing. So that would be good.
But the steak bits or
venison bits even, yeah.
If you're lucky enough.
Right.
But just to have some taco meat and cheese on there and then bread. You don't even need to use a tortilla shell. You can use just the bread. But just a nice chunk of protein, nice and hot. You're sitting outside. It's cold. Of course, where you're probably staying in a travel trailer or something anyway. I doubt that you're roughing it.
Well, that's rougher than my bedroom. Come on now. But yeah, I'm at the age that, you know what, it's not cool for me to sleep on the ground anymore.
Right.
And, but that's good. Maybe I'm not a man, but it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a man, 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 a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
A true man will always give his buddies a way out of stuff they don't want to deal with. Such emergencies include her cousin's wedding, her cat's funeral, her dad's prostate exam, dinner with her parents, her pap smears, or the opera and marathon viewings of The Hills.
Coming from a man who's been married over 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
And there are things we just had a lengthy discussion about, things I don't do with her.
Right.
Because I showed her all the weekends I was blocking for deer hunting.
Right.
And do you know what she told me?
What's that?
You're going to take all those weekends by yourself?
Oh, my. Well, we won't go into that, but Maureen does like to travel with her friends. We'll just say that. And, yeah, that's kind of a pot calling the kettle black. But maybe that's how the Nirmico family works.
It is.
You know?
It's because, retribution.
Well, it isn't necessarily that, but I'm just saying absence makes the heart grow fonder. And,
yes.
And you guys take your share of vacations together, but you also do a lot of stuff on your own.
We had a wonderful time up north on vacation last weekend. I can't tell you. We stopped at Shorts in Bel Air.
Right.
No, not in Bel Air, in Elk Rapids.
Yeah.
And I was there when it was a brand new facility, and now it's quite large.
Sure.
They have a nice little travel trailer out there that makes some pretty good burgers.
Yeah.
It's an Airstream with a walk-up and a hood. It's got a makeup air hood on it. And I got myself a nice cherry porter. Funny, we're talking about farm markets. Right before we got there, we stopped at, they had several big farm markets between Norwood and there. And we bought maple syrup. We bought dark chocolate covered cherries.
Oh, I know right where you are.
We bought there's two of them. We were at the bigger one,
right?
And
they're like a mile apart, is all.
Yes.
Yeah, I know right where you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, they had fresh pies. I got this beautiful loaf of bread, but you know, we were kind of hungry when we got there, and you walk into a market like that and I think we spent $100. We went there for some peaches. Oh, we did get peaches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's exactly. But you know what? All the stuff you came home with, you're going to love it because it's fresh. And those farm markets where you've got somebody baking pies, those didn't come from any
factory. They're gorgeous.
Right? That came from the lady's kitchen, right, up on the hill. So, yeah, that's wonderful.
But we're on a diet, too, so we didn't get the pie.
Right.
That was sad.
Coming up next, we're going to finish with a little dessert, whether it's pound cake, any of the berries, or maybe even some kiwis, or these apples and peaches we're talking about. Stick with us. We'll be back.
There's only one way. There's only one way to ride. There's only one way. There's only one way to ride.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
From the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're going to finish up this show just like you'd finish up your meal with a little bit of dessert. We've been focusing on the side dishes mostly. And let's talk a little dessert. Bob, you're a pound cake guy. And I that's not my favorite. It's a little too spongy for me. But I'm more of a fruit pie guy. When you were talking about the cherry pies in the last segment, I was made my mouth water, but
yeah, and I'm honestly not. My wife is a pound cake gal, but I don't even eat dessert, to be honest with you. I'll have a piece of pie once in a while, like the wedding cake last weekend. They brought us two slices. Maureen ate them both.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I don't want any.
Right. Yeah, the last wedding I was at, they did donuts as opposed to wedding cake.
Like Maggie
and
they, did. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they hung them on a little peg. Right, and you got to choose. There was maybe 40 or 50 different donuts, and they had three or four of them stacked on each peg on a wall.
Nice.
And you went up and you just picked one, and they handed it to you. And, yeah, it was kind of different, Funny. But I thought it was kind of cool.
Well, this is another Rob Russell special. It's just a real quick, easy way to do a pound cake. And you need like 12 to 16 ounces of fresh berries, a little sugar, some butter, one of those Sara Lee pound cakes. And two Rolo candy bars. This is going to be weird. You combine the berries and the sugar in a bowl and until the juices just start to release like 10 or 15 minutes. Place a grate over your hot coals, or you can just use a grill. Add the butter to a 12-inch cast iron skillet and allow it to melt. Cut the pound cake into 1-inch cubes and add to the skillet, cooking and turning often until the sides are toasted. And basically, since you've got that butter in there, you're kind of deep frying pound cake.
Right.
It gets worse.
But it's not that much butter, but you're browning it on all the sides.
Right, you're getting it crisp.
Right.
You sprinkle the berries over the top of the cubes, and then you sprinkle those Rolos over the top, and you cover it with foil and allow it to sit for about 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes. And you ever have a Rolo?
Oh, yeah.
It's
chocolate
and caramel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On top of berries and pound cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yep.
And you can do it in the woods.
Right. And it's got, sure, you could do it a lot of places, but that sounds great. You know, I'm a big berry guy. I'm focusing on the berries that are available this
Barry
time
Sanders.
Of year. Nope, it is football season, but nope, just black ones, straw ones, blue ones, and all of those. I love my blueberries. We're just finishing the season right now.
Yeah, I want to get our producer in on this.
Okay.
Speaking of Barry and Barry Sanders, did you happen to watch the Lions?
I did.
Can you imagine? They were up by all that.
Right, right, and finished with a tie, right, Bri?
Yeah.
It's the most Lions thing ever.
Right.
It's the most Lions thing ever. I mean, they let off the gas pedal, went into a prevent defense, and they allowed a rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach to almost beat them late in the game.
Right.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable. But they're still undefeated, technically.
Yeah.
That's the only...
You got to love ties.
That's the only good news from that.
Write that down in the dust on your dash, because that isn't going to stay that way long. But
well, right. I don't know. I really liked their look. And I'm still hopeful. I'm faithful.
Right. Apple season's coming. We talked a little bit about the Tonka pies or the hobo pies with the apple mix in them.
Apple dumplings.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you
Maureen
can do
does
with
the apple dumplings big.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have those?
Yeah.
She's made them for you.
Yeah,
before.
I know she has. Yeah. Yes, she has. Yeah. That's not on the new job diet.
It's time to go get some apples.
Right. But anyway.
Awesome. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Our website is thegrillinguys.com. Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. I'm at Grillin' Guy on Twitter. Instagram, it's Grillin' Guy _Bob.
Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there and get ready to get in your tree stand once you prep your hunting spot. And be safe, and we'll talk with you next week. Watch out, time on the